Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate, episode 163. I'm Josias at For the Villain on Twitter, at Comic underscore Syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my lovely co-host,
Ma'am the Beaner.
What is up, Adam?
What's up, bro?
No, really, what is up?
It's fucking November.
Happy November.
Happy November. We were gone. I had games.
Yeah.
I had lots of games in a row, and
Let's go into that real quick, dude. I've been working Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We normally record Mondays, and your games are Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, like, throughout the week anyway.
Like, what the fuck?
And we haven't been able to record the past 2 weeks because...
We're gonna have.
True. And... Yeah, because Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm working, and then Wednesday, you think you had a game. Our schedule's just completely...
Monday, I had a game. Mondays, usually I have a game, and we go at 4:30, and then it runs until 6, after 6. And season's over.
The kids back home, yeah. Okay. Oh, so you mentioned something awesome to me the last week. What was that?
So we went 7-2.
Good job.
And the last game we were supposed to make up, we didn't make it up. So we're going to be third. It would have been a three-way tie for first.
They should have done that, but...
You know what? It's whatever. I'm done with fucking volleyball chicks.
Are you really? Okay.
These girls driving me fucking crazy. You know, the last...
Like women in general.
The last game...
Just kidding, ladies.
I got so pissed. I go, you know what? You want to fucking play? All right. I took my A team out. We lost the first game. So we have best out of three. I take them out. You want to fucking play? This is why you don't fucking play. Losers in. A team out. Okay, got six fucking girls. Just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. You guys, all right, fuck it. I just sat down, arms folded. Fucking 1 point for the other team. 2 points for the other team. 3 points. It went to like 10-0.
Awesome.
The fucking ref looks at me.
Do you think you want to do something?
Do you want to do a timeout? you want a timeout? No.
Do you want to throw in the towel?
Fuck
anything?
No. Just fuck it. Let's do it.
No shit.
We're doing it fucking live.
How did the parents dig on this?
We got to 12. I got people staring at me, teachers staring, principal walking towards me. I go, all right, time out. Get the fuck off the field. Get off the court.
Yeah.
All right? 18 in. And we beat them.
No shit, dude.
We can beat them.
Good job, dude.
We came back, and it was like 23-25.
Wow, dude.
We fucked them up. Then we played the third game. And I kept my... I go, fuck it. I'm keeping my team, man. I don't give a fuck.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care. And then we beat them the third game. And one started crying. She went to the fucking bathroom. Half my team left. So I have two... Me and two other students. 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? This other school.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? Then we have to give each other high fives.
And so you guys look like fucking... You had no class.
Exactly. I was so fucking pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too.
Fucking disrespect, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Fuck you, I'm eating all your snacks.
And you're doing laps once we get back to the fucking school.
I took away all your snacks.
Good.
No snacks for you.
You weren't kidding.
Motherfuckers.
Awesome, man.
So,
where's my third place trophy?
Yeah,
it's... I'm looking around the room and I see no third place trophy.
Nothing. We don't get... Third place?
Hey, I know, but it's a trophy.
I wish we had playoffs for the B team. Yeah. So they're like fifth and sixth graders. I wish we had playoffs. We don't. But... We had a good season. I don't know.
Good job, man.
They're just so much
more. 7-2, that's a good fucking record, man.
They're different from girls, from boys, though.
Mm.
Oh, God. So I got basketball coming up.
Oh, wow. That's going to be fun.
That's in January, but we start practice in November.
What days are those so I know what...
Whenever he does. Whenever the guy's scheduling. Okay. He does it usually Monday. Whenever he does it. I don't know. He goes to this meeting on Saturdays, and he goes with all the other coaches.
Yeah.
And they look at the calendar. Okay, you have a day off. So we can't have a game there.
Yeah, yeah.
Your school is early release, so we can't do it there.
Okay, I get
so
you.
So it's all like... Scheduling. He lets me know.
Okay, well, fucking let me know as soon as you get the chance for that, because I know we're going to bump into some more fucking...
For more...
Bumps on the road. Well, good to be back, man. I fucking missed you. Happy belated Halloween. How was your Halloween? Because I'm going to chat a bit after this, but go...
Fucking sleeping, dude.
Good.
I was tired, and that... Good. Kids on candy.
Yeah, where are you at?
Don't fucking forget about it. Everybody had candy. You know, candy coach? You want candy? Bag full of fucking candy. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Damn.
Okay, well, did you see any cool Halloween costumes? You said you took your niece out?
Yeah, we took our niece out. Nothing really, but we had a parade at school, so everybody dresses up. The 8th grade dressed all as Toy Story characters.
That's kind of cool.
And I thought one of the teacher wasn't Woody. He looked like he had like a little hat. I said all he needed was a bag of oranges, and he looked like a little Mexican kid.
Wow!
I told the principal that.
Awesome.
I go, dude. All he needs is two bags of oranges.
Fucking Adam,
and the best fucking costume I've ever seen in my life. And he started laughing. He goes, dude, I think he's supposed to be Woody.
Idiot. Your principal sounds fucking funny.
He's a funny guy, dude.
All right, man.
I wouldn't have said it if he wasn't cool with that, you know?
Well, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, the past 3 weeks I've been working, so I'm a little bit... It's affecting me now a little bit, and I'll go into why I am. This weekend was Stanley's Comic Expo. Yeah.
Yeah, you had a nice room and everything. That's good.
Yeah, man. Dude, it was dope, dude. So, getting out there, LA, I fucking hate. So, everyone who was following me on Snapchat, I think SimpleMan80, something like that. Anyways, I went off just ripping on LA. I hate LA. Fuck LA. I hate being out here. Look at this fucking traffic. Like, everything.
You look nice and cozy in the...
Oh, well, you saw that picture.
Nice and cozy in your room.
Yeah, dude. It was cool. It was a nice room. It was where we stayed last year.
Yes, I saw that.
Nice room.
Same room it looked like.
Almost, except the bed was a little bit smaller.
Oh, okay.
So I was there for Stanley Kamikaze. We got in for free. They asked if my boy was going to come. I'm like, no. Well, actually...
They never sent me a fucking email, by the way. Those motherfuckers.
Anyways, we got WonderCon coming up next. We'll go into that off air. But, so I was out there the whole weekend, dude. It was the most packed the LA Convention Center has ever been.
So you think this is...
I'll tell you why.
People are...
Yes, definitely in there. I think the attendance was over 90,000 people.
Holy shit.
Which is huge for that place.
Saturday or Friday? Both days.
Oh, fuck me. I think it hit the max on Saturday. Actually, definitely Saturday. But I was there Friday. Showed up. Got my... Didn't get my room yet. Went straight to the convention because it opened like at fucking 10. I was there by like noon. I'm like, fuck the lines. I just want to get my media pass and jump on in. Apparently, they sent an email out saying that we're not going to open at 10 today. We're going to open at 5 to 9. No conventions ever do that, especially the last minute, day of, whatever.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, I'm just sitting there. I got my fucking media pass. I'm chilling just on my phone. Doing, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. Killing time. And, by fucking 5 o'clock, right when it's looking to open, I'm there in line by 4:30, and I'm like, fuck this.
You couldn't get your pass until 5?
No, I got my pass, but they wouldn't let anyone in until 5. So 5 till 9. That was day 1. And I said, fuck this. I still got to get my room. I'd rather just have a chill night. Night number 1, the drive out to LA wasn't that bad.
Right.
But, again, the traffic from the hotel room at the convention center.
It's not that far, too.
It's not. It was a 3... Well, I'll go into that right now, too.
Okay.
So that was Friday. Saturday, went in, found parking.
You told me it was a bitch.
Okay, so across the street from the Staples Center, they had a League of Legends gaming.
Oh, I heard those three things going on.
Yes.
At the same time.
Okay, that added to everything. So
it
wasn't just Stan Lee's Kamikaze, Stan Lee's Comic Los Angeles Expo that was big. It was that, too. Could not find parking for the life of me, dude. Looking for parking for a good hour and a half. Finally drove back to the hotel, Ubered it, fucking Lyft. $3.50 to get to the hotel to the fucking place. So from now on, we're going to do that.
Uber?
Lyft.
Lyft. Yeah. Lyft is cheaper.
So got there fucking smooth, fancy.
They dropped you off right in the front?
Oh, yeah. It was fucking cake.
Nice.
So it was beautiful and fucking, but it only took me 2 hours fucking finding parking to fucking finally say it.
Plus, you don't have to get that $20 to get your car out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
So that was day one. That was Saturday. Saturday was a funny story because... one of my friends met me out. She lives in LA. She brought her son, Brandon. Cool people, dude. He's never been to a convention. She's like, should I, you know, get tickets for my son? I'm like, yeah, dude, but it's something you need to experience. Go out. Go with him. I guarantee you're gonna like it. There's a lot of cool stuff for you. So she ended up going with him. She hit me up. We're out here. Where are you? I'm like, I'm at this aisle, whatever. We finally met up. Mm-hmm. And we're chit-chatting. We're walking down the aisles like you and I always do, dude. So we handle that.
Same stuff.
Yeah, always. That's why I wasn't in a rush. It's like, it's the same thing. The only ones I really care about, San Diego Comic Con and WonderCon.
Yes.
And WonderCon, they roll out the red carpet for us, dude.
They do.
So, this is funny. So, we're walking down aisles, And the only thing I wanted to watch that day was the Luke Cage panel.
Okay, nice.
That I missed.
Oh, no.
Anyways, but it was just cool hanging out with them, and we're walking down these aisles, and I find a trade paperback fucking booth. So I'm like, give me one, $5 on everything.
Oh.
That's what caught my eye off of any trade, and it looked like great trades. So I'm like, oh, cool, let me go over here real quick. Hold on. Keep on talking. So I'm there just checking out the trade paperbacks, and then all I hear is, oh, excuse me, sonny. Yeah, whatever, old man, whatever. And then my friend that met me out with her son, Brandon, she goes, do you know who Stan Lee is? I'm like, yeah, we're at his convention. Like, he created a majority, 90%, 99% of the Marvel characters. She goes, he just bumped into you. I'm like, what? Wait, I'm sorry.
You just tripped him, Joe.
Yeah, you just pushed him out of the way.
Hey, these are my trees, motherfucker.
Yeah, and he bumped into me. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. She goes, I don't know who he is.
Was it a costume?
No, it was straight up Stanley.
Okay.
So, and the way I kind of shrugged it off, and I'm always cool at cons. Somebody bumps into me, I bump into somebody. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Dino. I'm just being nice, fucking. Because there's a lot of douchebags at conventions, too, that they'll trip on themselves. And so it was funny because her son's like, was freaking out, like, Mom, that's Stanley. I don't know who Stanley is. That's why she's like, dude, Stanley just bumped into you. Bullshit. You don't. And she goes, I don't know who he is. And there's a couple that was together, and they're just looking at her like, this bitch doesn't know who Stanley is. That's not me saying it, but, like, you know, she's at Stanley convention.
Right.
So anyways, that was kind of funny, dude. So by the time I realized, oh, shit, it is Stanley. And he was flocked by everyone by that point.
By himself, he had no fucking security.
He was going to his booth, which happened to be, like, the next section over. But, so saw him, bumped into him, told him, fuck off, old man. So that's my Stan Lee story for the weekend. So if you guys want to know my Snapchats, they're gone now. Poof, gone. Thank goodness. But, my Instagram pictures, I'm glad you saw.
I did.
So I thought they were funny. I had a blast out there waiting for a date I was waiting on that never showed up.
So I could have been your
Thanks
date.
A lot, Adam Garza.
You said something.
I was waiting for you. Actually, I was hoping you would come out.
I got the feeling there was I was going to be third wheel or something.
No,
and
you're
I was
never
like,
third wheel.
I'll let Joe do his thing because I thought you had a thing.
You saw my thing
to do. That was it.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Okay, all right. I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
No, it was.
I got a little jealous. I'm like, he didn't even invite me.
It was good times, dude. Sunday came back. I was gonna go hit the con one more time on Sunday. It was nice to sleep in a bit, so it was nice to have.
Was there any speakers? Was there anybody there?
Stan Lee, fucking.
You told him to fuck off.
Or? Yeah, Mike Coulter, Luke Cage. Ralph Garman was there. Fucking Kevin Smith was there. Didn't see them. The comic book man I saw. Rob Liefeld was there. My favorite guy who fucking can eat a dick. Everyone was there. I didn't get to go to Artist Alley. Although, yes, I did. I saw Richard
Garcia. Yes.
He asked about you, too, by the way.
Damn. We always say we're going to have an interview with him.
Yeah.
We need to go somewhere. Not on the fucking Skype. He lives
Street. Yeah. We meet up and we just fucking shoot the shit and have some drinks and grub and fucking chill, dude. But we got to do that with a lot of people anyways.
Well, I saw some cool shirts you had. And I saw that actually on another YouTube video of a Comistorians.
Go for it.
And he had the same shirt and he said, it says Doctor Strange, like I said in your video, and you move it upside down and it says something else, Sorcerer Supreme.
Awesome.
And I look really cool.
Okay, this is a good story. Thanks for reminding me, dude. I would almost drop that, dude. So, hit up this booth, and I'm the type of guy, if I'm at a comic convention, I always get a shirt from every convention I go to. And if I have a girlfriend or girl I'm seeing at the time, I'll buy her something. But I don't know what chicks are into, so it's like, I'll buy you Black Widow or fucking whatever. Something cool, though. So this one, I came across this booth, and these shirts were fucking pretty dope. The video is on, I think I put it on Comic Syndicate on Facebook, right?
Maybe Twitter?
And it should be on Instagram and Twitter both.
I think I saw it on Instagram.
Okay. So you guys can check that out, but it's really dope. So anyways, hit up this booth, and I'm like, start talking to this guy. I'm like, these are some dope shirts. And he starts breaking down, we're actually working with Marvel.
Yes.
We're working with Disney. Like, they own the rights, but they like the style we're bringing. And it's literally what they say, like, you look at what it says one way, it says family, you flip it around, it says forever.
Nice.
So it's really cool. And he's like, yeah, you know, we're working with them, so we're able to legit use
the only people Marvel at the fucking Kamikaze doing it legit.
Thank you. Yes. So I'm like, dude, I really dig on this Dr. Fincher. No, go for it.
They have to pay.
Yes.
They have to, you know, Marvel takes a piece. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these artists don't have the rights. They draw their own version of
any character.
Batman.
Yeah.
But it looks like Batman.
It is fucking Batman.
It is Batman.
But technically they can't sell it because... And that's probably going to get more of a legal issue within the next few years or a year. Unfortunately.
Somebody wants... Well, you got to pay somebody.
Yes, exactly. And it's your own character, so yeah, I get where it's going to go. We'll go into it when...
Like, yeah.
We can foresee it happening.
Dr. Dre is ready to kill us for...
Oh, for sure. Intro. Oh, Dr. Dre is going to fucking snipe us. Dude. I know, right? Let's not talk about that. Again, these guys were really cool. So I don't buy a shirt right off the bat. It was, you know, one of the first few shirts that I saw that I liked. And walking down like 20 aisles and coming across some other shirts, I'm like, I think I want that fucking shirt. Because I saw a fucking Mega Man shirt that was pretty sick. And it's like Reploids versus fucking the Mavericks. So I liked it. And there was a Samus shirt too from, you know, Metroid that I loved. Anyways, I'm like, I'm going to go back for that shirt. And I told, you know, my homegirl and fucking her son, I'm like, dude, mind if I go back? You know, you guys want to join me or you guys want to do your own thing? No, we'll go with you. So found them again, dude. And start talking to homeboy. He's like, I'm glad you came back, dude. He's like, you know, I just don't want the shirt to sell out on you. No, man, I was like, I told him the same story. I normally don't buy up anything right off the bat, but I really dig this shirt, man. So we start talking. You know, where are you guys based out of? We're based out of Anaheim. Oh, really?
Wow.
I'm like, I live in Anaheim, dude. My boy and I record out of fucking Anaheim-ish, Garden Grove. It's like, and, you know, so we're talking and still shooting the shit, having a good time, dude. And one of the other guys that was working there, he's like, and he saw the media pass. He's like, so what are you media of? It's like, actually, my friend and I, one of my best friends and I have a podcast where the Comic Syndicate. We talk about everything new sports. We talk about comics. We review anything. And we start chatting, and he's like, dude, if you don't mind, you know, I'll give you guys my card. And I'm like, cool, I have my cards on me. Here's my card. You know, he's like, dude, would you guys mind chatting with us sometime?
Fuck yeah.
It's like, dude, we would love to. It's like, you guys are local anyways. So the name of the group is Red Chapter Clothing Company, dude. So this is their card. They're based out of Anaheim. You can go to redchapter.com, and that's their website, dude. Redchapterclothing.com. They got some dope shirts and
what sizes.
Every fucking
size. They got fat size. They got.
They, I believe, have fat size.
Fucking Mem the Beaner size.
Yeah, I will say yes, but it was really cool because homeboy Ryan said he's like, well, fuck, once we meet you guys up. For the interview, he's like, we'll bring a bunch of shirts for you guys.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And these guys, again, were way cool, so...
We'll just go to their facility.
Yeah, we can do that. And we can walk around. That, imagine a podcast like that. Like, well, we're at Red Chapter Clothing, and, you know, they can show what's around. And a podcast about that alone would be kind of cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
So, yeah, well, let's hook that up, dude.
I am down for
that. All right, so they have mine. I told them all my personal information is on my card anyway, so here you go. And likewise with them. So we're going to keep in touch, but...
And to walk back to a booth is really hard at a con because it's so goddamn big and you're at the very end. You're like, fuck, I really want that shirt. You gotta fucking hike all the way back. It's not just like, oh, I'm just gonna stroll through. No, you gotta hike through people against traffic.
The traffic, yeah.
And so that really means that when Joel said he did that, that tells me
that I really dug it.
Daddy really fucking dug it.
Cool, man. Because
I hate going back.
Yeah, me too.
I probably would have said, go for it.
I'll catch you.
I'll be at the fucking snack bar.
Nice, dude. But it way cool, dude. So that was my experience, dude. Sunday came back. It was awesome driving back from LA because it's Sunday football day. And I'm loving it. I got to give a huge shout out to the Comic Syndicate Fantasy Football League. Everyone's stepping up their fucking game big time on the shit talking.
I was supposed to fucking win today. Last weekend, and I fucking lost.
Okay.
Stupid predictions.
As I'm driving back, my phone's blowing up, not with stats or scores of games. It's of everyone talking shit in this chat room. And I'm like, I'm on the freeway. I can't look at my phone. Think another message. I'm like, fuck, I need to find a bar quick. Came out, one of my friends was like, you know, come out, meet me. I'm like, no, I'm going to be at this bar. So we met up. One of my friends met me, and I needed the fix of football, dude. So didn't do the con on Sunday, just bounced out, checked out of my room, everything. And That's it, dude. That was my fucking football day. But a huge shout out to them because I needed the fix because of these assholes.
Yeah.
And again, this room has gotten so much livelier. The shit talking. Everyone's stepping it up. Everyone's fucking dirty as fuck. Everyone's an asshole. Everyone's ruthless. We're team ruthless in there, dude. I really love it, dude. And a lot of shit that we're saying in the chat room, we can't say on air. And we talk a lot of shit on air.
Yeah, we do talk. There's some people get a little butthurt.
Oh, my God.
But it's all right.
It's,
you know,
funny busting people's balls. But even everyone is cool about everything. It's like sometimes you can actually feel the crickets in the room because somebody shut somebody up.
You're like, thump, thump, thump.
So how you guys doing? Yeah, dude. But anyways, dude, that's all I got for that, dude. You finally want to start the show?
Fuck yeah.
We're going to go through it really quick. First of all, this is a spooky story talk worth of information I had for 2 weeks that we missed, a week and a half.
Week and a half. It's one anyways, show.
This is the small show. Articles I have for us to get through.
Well, I had a scary dream.
Oh, you had a scary dream. That was part of it. But
okay.
Do you want this to be a short show or do you want to
rock? We can go a little bit.
So, okay, cool.
So this dream I had.
Well, hold that
thought. I'll hold that thought.
And then you can start it up, dude.
Okay.
All right. So 100 episodes ago, do you want to know what we spoke about?
Talking shit about somebody.
We're barely starting the show now. I love it, dude. Okay. Episode number 63. Hashtag just the tip. We spoke about Twitter love shoutouts, NFL Week 6 recap, Week 7 picks. What the fuck news? We hit Halloween fun or inappropriate?
Okay.
Question mark. We hit woman attacks boyfriend with axe because he didn't talk to her. Sounds like a few of my exes. We hit unsuspecting woman finds 3-inch leech living in nose.
Oh, I did remember that
okay.
one.
Okay. Same here. We hit nurse accused of killing 38 patients she found annoying.
Okay.
We hit comic news. We hit New York Comic Con comic news. New ongoing titles. Robert Downey Jr. signed to play Iron Man for 3 more movies. And our picks were Captain America 3, Civil War. We know it's Spider-Man now.
That is the last one?
Well, that's what he signed on for.
God damn it.
So he can also come back. Anyways, comic reviews. We hit that one were Black Science number 9, Batgirl number 35, Rocket Raccoon number 4, Axis number 1, Birthright number 1, and Witches number 1.
Oh, okay. I like Axis.
Yeah, Axis was good. Witches was great, too. Even Birthright, right when it came out, was fucking dope.
Yeah.
Okay, so, are we going to do NFL, or am I just fucking doing this with Sergio now?
All right, so I fucking skipped out on the con, and I skipped out on fucking last week's
and
picks.
I even reminded you throughout the day.
And I got
0 points. Do you want to know where we stand right now? Okay, if we're going to hit football, week 9. Week 8, we won't even talk about
it. I won't even talk about
it. Week 9... We have Adam at 52 points. Josiah's at 66 points. Sergio at 63 points.
So I got to win every goddamn game.
Yeah, so now either Sergio and I, since we're competitive, I'm down to give you 2 more points more than me, which would give you 5 more points more than Sergio, just to make it more competitive. Because we know you suck.
That's okay, I guess you. As long as you guys know I suck, that's fine. Jesus.
But it's up to Sergio.
You know what? Sergio's okay with it.
You know Sergio, he's okay with it. Right? All right, so do you want to go through week 9 picks, or do you just want to...
Week 9.
All right, fuck it. Let's do it, dude. All right, we have Falcons at Buccaneers tonight. Holy shit, tonight.
Bucks.
I'm going Falcons.
Okay.
All right, Adam. All right, we got Lions at Vikings. 4-4, and it's a divisional game versus Vikings 5-2.
Going Vikings.
I will back you up on that. Next one we have Steelers. Divisional game 4-3 at Ravens 3-4.
Ooh.
I'm going Steelers. Well, who's is activated.
Oh my god! All right, Steelers.
All right. Ooh, no way, Adam. All right, next one's gonna be another.
I gotta win, man. I gotta fucking win here.
True. Next one's gonna be another divisional game. Jets 3-5 at Dolphins 3-4. I'm gonna go Dolphins on this.
I have to go against Dolphins. I need them to lose because they're in my division. True. Not that we need any fucking.
Well, Jets are in your division too.
I'm gonna go Jets anyways.
Okay, cool. Next one's gonna be Cowboys at Browns. I'm going Cowboys.
Oh,
Cowboys
game.
6-1.
That
Browns
game was
0-8.
Good.
Browns almost won a game.
No, I'm going Cowboys.
Okay, cool. Next one's gonna be Jaguars 2-5 at the Chiefs 5-2.
Chiefs.
I will back you up on that. Sergio also went Chiefs. Next one's gonna be Eagles. Another divisional game. 4-3 at the 4-3 Giants.
Fucking Giants. I don't like Giants, but I have to go.
Alright, I'm going to go Eagles. I'm liking the Eagles. Next one's going to be the Panthers, 2-5 at the Rams, 3-4. Fuck the Rams straight up. I'm going to go Panthers.
I don't like the Rams. I have to go Rams because I think they're going to win this. It's a home game.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I'm totally cool with that. All Sergio right. also went Rams. Next one's going to be Saints 3-4 at the 49ers 1-6. Sergio is a 49ers fan, and he went Saints. I'm going to back him up.
I have to go Saints.
Next one's going to be Titans 4-4 at the Chargers 3-5. I'm going to go with Titans because fuck Chargers.
Chargers.
All right. Next one's going to be Colts 3-5 at Packers 4-3.
Packers.
We're going to sweep that one. Sergio also went Packers. Next one's going to be, this one's going to be a great game. Sunday night game. Hopefully can be game of the week. Divisional game. Broncos 6-2 at Raiders 6-2.
Raiders.
You're going Raiders?
Raider Nation.
I'm going to back that up. We swept that one, too. Monday Night Football is going to be Bills 4-4 at the Seahawks 4-2.
I need Seahawks to win.
You do.
But Bills are pretty tough right now.
True.
But they got their...
And the Seahawks play great at home, too, though.
Seahawks.
Okay,
because cool. Bills got fucking raped last week.
I will go at home. We'll sweep that one then. All right, man. That's all we got for football.
Oh, it must be a bye week for Patriots.
It is. Byes, we have Arizona, Chicago, Cincinnati, Houston, New England, and Washington.
Okay.
Now, do you want to go into a spooky story? Because I have some funny shit for us today, dude. I have short articles. I thought this was you. Youth League kicks out team after man plays in football game. Oh. Sounds like something you would
do.
Time out. All right, hey, you 35-year-old man.
Where's your dad?
I need you to rock.
Yeah. Get your dad in here.
That's exactly
he what happened. He looks like a fucking 12-year-old.
Providence, Rhode Island, the founder of a Rhode Island youth football team, says its season is ending early after the coach put a man into a game against 13 and 14-year-old players. This is something you would do.
Yes.
Capital City Buccaneers found Alexandra Diaz says... founder Alexandra Diaz says she has stepped away from the Sunday game in Scituate when the coach let the young man believed to be at least 18 to take part in several plays before getting kicked out.
Still, even 18.
Yeah,
is 13 and 14 or stuff.
It's still fucked up.
Guy comes in there playing with his kid next to him.
Yeah,
that's insane.
But you imagine just mowing people down, kids and like elbows and fucking. Clocking kids.
When do you think it's bad when you put on the when you put on the gear? Like maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, true.
Like you're putting on what was it football or what was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, that was football, dude.
So you're putting on the helmet and it's like
go for it. Okay, so
Stevie, you're out. Give him all your gear. He's in.
Here you go. These guys are so smooth. You're smoother than that, at least, dude. Reports, the Providence team had been losing when the incident occurred. Parents spotted the man suit up on the sideline. So he fucked up. I mean, straight up.
Oh, my God.
So that's football talk for you.
Oh.
This one, we can roll real quick, dude. Police, woman rams squad car while taking topless selfie.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. Police say a 19-year-old Texas A&M University student who rear-ended a squad car told an officer she was taking a topless selfie. Miranda K. Rader posted $200 bond after she was charged with drunken driving and possessing alcohol as a minor.
All the cars in Texas.
Yeah.
Is Texas? Or wherever the
this fuck. This one was Texas, actually.
Yeah. All the fucking cars. And she hits the fucking car you do not want to see.
You do not want to hit.
When you're young and drunk.
Yep.
Wow.
A police report says an officer was checking a reported disturbance when he heard brakes squeal and an SUV slam into the patrol car behind him. Rader told the officer she was taking a topless selfie of herself on Snapchat to her boyfriend. Oh, I'm sorry. So that's okay.
Let me see the picture.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So, police say an open bottle of wine was in her console cup. And last one, I'm going to start something new with you. I don't think we've played this game before.
Uh-oh.
We still got a little bit of time for this section. We're going to play fill in the blank.
Okay.
All right. Blank. This is just, first of all, the headline. Blank, nabbed for suspected drunken driving in Austin, Texas. Now, you're going to have time to think about this. What's the first thing that comes to your head? Okay, let me read the first sentence then, because off of that face. Austin, Texas. A blank.
Old, I don't know.
Driving a car rammed into a pickup truck and a utility pole as blank tried to evade police before his vehicle tipped over and blank was taken into custody on suspicion of driving while intoxicated.
Okay, so it's not, I was thinking old man, but no.
Okay, what else you got?
Mexican. Okay. Dirty Mexican.
Okay.
I have other things, but I can't say.
This is not ad-libs, but I'm making you play ad-libs. Okay. This is probably fucked up with me, dude. A police officer saw the blank weaving in and out of traffic in Austin, Texas, the capital, and pursued him. The blank, who was not identified, faces a variety of charges, including invading police. Evading. He was taken to an area hospital with minor injuries. Police did not provide details on the condition of the two people in the pickup truck he allegedly hit. We didn't know, final quote, we didn't know until after the crash that it was a blank.
God damn it.
Driving the vehicle, Austin police said.
A kid?
Good.
All right, because the last part made me think it's a kid.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh shit, this guy's like fucking 12 years old.
This is a 12-year-old boy, dude.
Yes! 12 years old. But driving... I did not look at the paper, by the way. No.
And I blanked out everything, literally, for the most part, dude. I could have blanked it out better, but I thought it would be funny to...
The 12-year-old.
And this is one of the games I'm going to play on episode 200.
I like that. Grand Theft Auto, man. This kid is...
And drinking and driving.
This guy's at 12 gangster. Years old.
And he's evading police. Like, he's got maneuvers. Like, straight
what
up fucking...
What the fuck were we doing at 12 years old?
I was jerking off.
Yeah, Spice Channel.
Yeah. Scrambled porn.
Scrambled porn.
Yeah. So,
is that a tit? No, it's a dick, bro.
I'm glad you got that, but I have some gnarly shit for episode 200. So whoever is here to play with this, these games are going to be fun, dude.
That's pretty cool.
Anyways, dude, okay. We are running short on time. You said we can go a little bit longer. One of the things we were going to talk, just to end scary story talk, spooky story talk for the month of October... Tell me your dream now.
So I had this dream. I'm dreaming, and I'm in bed.
Okay.
And you saw the three-legged dog, right? We have
yes.
Parsley.
That's his name, Parsley?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Tripod.
Oh, yeah.
So the dog is, like, not hanging, but, like, in a hammock on the wall. Okay? So I'm laying straight, and he's by the picture.
Okay.
And I have my feet out. And he's reaching forward to, like, bite my toe.
Okay.
Off. And in my mind...
But he's on the wall, right?
But he's like, you know, like, he's in the hammock, and he's, like, leaning forward.
Okay.
And he keeps going more forward. And in my mind, I know, like, I don't know how I know, but I know that he's gonna attack me.
Yeah.
And I have my big toe out, and I'm fucking, like, screaming.
That's a big juicy piece of meat, though, by the way.
all nail, guys. All and I'm fucking screaming my head off for Marco to...
Come
to,
in.
To co- stop the dog.
Yeah.
And I can feel myself, like, fucking... He's gonna bite my toe off. Mm. And I can feel the fucking...
Pressure.
His nose, like...
Smelling it?
Like the breath on my toe. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I just fucking wake up, dude. I was so fucking freaked out.
Wow.
So I went in the fucking room and kicked the dog just in case. Just in case. No, but that really fucking freaked the shit out of me, dude.
When did you have that nightmare, dude?
I had it, like, last week.
When we were supposed to record a week and a half ago, and I haven't spoken about it in a long time, you remember my spooky stories?
Yeah, most
of them. Or, I'm sorry, reoccurring nightmares.
Oh,
there's
yes.
There's two in particular. There's
I do one. Have a reoccurring one, too.
Okay, cool. Okay, then I'll jump in my first one, then I'll jump in the last one. So the first one is... Snakes are always in my dream. So this one, I was walking down a beach. I don't know where it was at, but there was, like, tall grass. White sand?
Hawaii?
No. No. Okay. I wish. I can't afford Hawaii, unfortunately, dude. So walking down with, like, big, tall grass where, you know, you can put your hands up. And all of a sudden, I see a little snake. And this is my dream. Beautiful fucking sunny day. And my recurring thing is snakes. Snakes anywhere.
Okay.
More like if I see snakes on grass or... a potted plant, like, it's more swampy than anything. So grass area means swamp-ish area. But I'm on this beach and I see tall grass. It's like, oh, fuck. I have a feeling I need to catch the snake. As it starts squirming away, slithering away, I start trying to catch up to it. It starts slithering faster until it gets to the beach. For some reason, I have this in my thought in my head is, I need to fucking catch this fucking snake before it gets into the water.
Into the water.
And finally catch up to it. I'm, like, ankle deep in the water, and I'm, like, looking for it, trying to grasp it. But weird as I'm trying to grasp it, like, literally the water is coming up to my chest. Coming up to my chest. I'm literally chest fucking deep in this water, and I'm still trying to catch it. But as it's swirling around me, it's getting bigger and longer by each moment.
The snake?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So finally, it's, like, swirling around me, dude. and no pressure on me whatsoever. It's not constricting me, but it's just swirling around me, and I can feel, again, the pressure. So it's got to be a good foot away from me each around my the circumference of my body. And it's just fucking, I can't move because of the pressure, and all of a sudden, the snake's giant head fucking pops out at me, and that's my wake-up.
Fucking Mowgli, dude.
Yeah, it's gnarly, but yeah, so that was one of them, dude. Go for
it. My dream I keep having since I was little is same thing at a beach, and I don't know who I'm with, but I'm on the sand, and the waves are normal, and then all of a sudden, the waves, the shore pushes all the way back, and this giant fucking wave, like,
oh, you've mentioned this before,
like fucking from those movies, like the fucking Perfect Storm and shit, like, is in front of me, and it's like, well, I can't do anything. What the fuck am I gonna do? Run, get the fuck out of here. And
you're pretty much fucked by that.
You're fucked, huh? And this wave is so massive, it just, I could just see like the bottom of the shore and the ocean. And it's just, I right before it crashes, I wake up.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It just, I have this fucking weird dream, dude.
That's not bad, dude. It's funny because I wanted to go through this with you because, again, I had it a week and a half ago, and it would have been a great spooky story. Because I actually have top 10 nightmares and what they mean.
Oh, okay.
Now, I can just read yours real quick if you want.
There's another fucking wave dream someone's having?
There lots of people? Is kind of, dude. Natural disasters is the top of the list at number 10.
Okay.
Now, have you ever found yourself dreaming about being caught in a violent hurricane or perhaps an approaching tornado that has ripped apart houses and trees? These types of nightmares are said to indicate a sense of impending fear or anxiety of the person having the dream.
Okay.
Since the weather is often unpredictable and cannot be controlled, this relates to the individual holding stress and anxiety throughout their day-to-day life. This can be caused by anxiety or nervousness about anything from a test to a doctor's appointment to a required speech to relationship issues. Does you feel that pertains to you?
I don't know about relationship.
Okay.
Because I've been having this...
There's one we have seen, the dead number 9. Well, you know what? We'll save this for fucking next week.
Yeah,
We're fucking away time, dude. All right, we'll hit that next week then, and I will go into my reoccurring...
Second one.
The second one is back to Twisted Town.
Oh, we'll save that one. That sounds pretty good.
Twisted Town.
We'll
Return to Twisted Town is fucking good. It's gnarly. It's what the fuck. Yeah. Anyways, all right, cool, guys. Commercials real
commercials.
Quick.
Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll see banners everywhere. The orange one is Amazon. And if you're buying stuff, Christmas is coming up, guys. You need to start getting your Christmas stuff.
Yes, guys. Nobody wants to go shopping at a mall.
You've been to Best Buy?
Fuck that shit. Fuck the lines. Fuck everyone. Everyone's sour as fuck anyways.
Why walk the window? You just click, click. Click. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
And if you buy stuff, we get a little piece. It helps us keep the lights on.
By the way, listeners, I'm size medium if you guys want to buy me anything.
My size is fucking tent size. You go ahead and buy it. It helps us out a little bit. People that have, thank you very much. We just paid for our year domain name.
Yes.
With the syndicate money. Thank you, guys.
Yes. So everyone, real quick, let's hit that. Thank you. So all our listeners that have hit up Amazon.com, hit up our website, The Comic Syndicate, then clicked on the Amazon banner. Every bit you guys helped us out with, we are paying for our domain name.
Yes.
We own The Comic Syndicate.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah. So you mentioned that to me last week.
Yeah, because remember they bought it for your birthday 2-3 years ago?
Yes.
And then it always
ends. We had to renew it.
We had to renew it.
So that's pretty much what it is. So we own The Comic Syndicate still.
Yes.
And that's all we ever want. That's all we need. Yeah.
And if you're buying stuff, go to Prime, which is the black one. Let's say Amazon Prime. And you get free shipping, 2 days. What else? You get free books. You get free music. Fucking free videos. It's a good thing. Amazon's not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah.
So go ahead and click there. And it's a 30-day trial. If you don't like it, cancel it because they will charge you.
Yeah.
On the fucking dot. So don't, I have another day. No, bitch. They'll charge them with their money. So if you don't like it, cancel it before that time.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. Subscribe to us in iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. There's a Podbean.
You have Google Play now, too.
Google Play now. We're up, guys.
I fixed that up.
Dope. So we're good to go, dude. Anywhere you guys can find podcasts, anywhere you download music, type in The Comic Syndicate. See if you guys can find us. Download us.
And if you want, leave us a comment.
Yeah, leave us a comment. Hit us up on iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us. We share everything. So if you guys can share the podcast, too, with like-minded individuals that have as fucked up a sense of humor as you guys do, we're fucking back, dude.
Yes, we are.
And by the way, I'm grumpy.
You grumpy today?
Tuesday, got 2 hours sleep. Wednesday, last night, this morning, got 3 hours sleep. I got out of the office, or the office, went to the second job. I'm bringing some fucking hate today, dude.
All right.
Let's see what I hate today, dude. All right, guys, we'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back with some comic talk.
What's up, man? All right, man, let's hit some comic talk real quick, dude. We have, first of all, we have director Tim Miller drops out of Deadpool 2.
I heard about that.
Creative differences with star Ryan Reynolds have reportedly led the filmmaker to exit the 2018 film.
So Reynolds is calling shots now.
I kind of hope it was, because I know these guys were working really closely together, but I think their visions were changing.
They're not doing the Cable thing.
They're gonna. Initially, it was the casting of Cable that was the difference.
I think it's too serious.
And
I think Cable is too serious.
I think they can make it work.
I mean, they've done it 1,000 fucking Cable and Deadpool comic books.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. They can make it work, but I think it was also like the budget. Now it's like, oh, we know this movie can make money, so now let's put money into it. And I think that's where it's like kind of changed their views on like what kind of movie do we want to make.
Do you think?
Go for it.
The viewers that don't read comics,
yeah,
will handle Cable and his Back to the Future back and forth depending on the storyline, but there is going to be something with Future and back and forth.
Yeah.
You think that they don't know shit? Most of the Deadpool fans just know Deadpool.
True.
And I like fucking.
That's
and
pretty
red.
Much what
I
it
like
is.
Swords.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. And he talks to me, so he's fucking cool. Like that's really why they like him.
Yeah.
Honestly, whoever likes Deadpool, fucking like, I mean, really, like, that's
unsubscribe, goddamn it.
Right? Just kidding, guys. It was a good movie.
It was a great movie.
But honestly, the movie was Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds in a fucking Deadpool
costume. Well, it's a fucking Deadpool comic book where I can only read two Deadpool comic books and I'm done.
Yeah.
And I can only watch Deadpool for 2 hours and that's it.
Yeah, and that's it, dude. And it's Ryan Reynolds, it's fucking his college movie.
Oh.
In a Deadpool outfit.
Oh, what the fuck was it?
Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
So, and I love Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I love
him. I have a man crush on him. He's a fucking stud.
He is a good looking
guy. But it was Ryan Reynolds wearing a Deadpool. Whoever, again, whoever likes to. Like, you guys know how I feel about Deadpool. Let's go to the next one.
Next one.
Next one's going to be Defenders enlist trio of allies from Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage. So they're working on the Defenders hardcore now.
8 episodes, I heard.
Not bad, but they have to fit a lot of characters. Sigourney Weaver's in now, and she's going to be the villain.
Well, I hope they have but what kind of fucking villain is she going to be?
I trust Marvel. All
right, yeah, I do trust Marvel.
Okay, next one's going to be Brie Larson's Captain America. I'm sorry, Captain Marvel will be Marvel's strongest character yet by far.
Stronger, okay, for Marvel, okay.
Kevin Feige reported this. Like
Wonder Woman
female. Okay, we're going to go into jumping ahead, dude. Hold on. Now, we were trying to hit everything, dude. AT&T in talks to buy Warner Brothers and DC parent Time Warner, which did happen. They purchased it for $85 million.
Seems kind of low.
So now I'm going into DC. Yes, especially after once I get through these numbers real quick. Next one's going to be The Flash movie loses its director over creative differences. Now we're talking about DC movies. This has always happened all the time with fucking DC movies, though.
I don't know why they can't get this is kryptonite.
Yeah, on top of that, dude, now okay, on top of that, the shows though bring in $1 billion a year as of right now, and that's all the DC movies on every network.
The TV shows or the movies?
The shows alone.
So like Arrow, like Flash.
Yeah. So buying it for $85 million is fucking chump change.
Wow.
So now AT&T fucking owns fucking...
Great, and their price is going to go up.
Exactly. Next one's going to be the last one. Came out to date. Wonder Woman enters with her new trailer.
I watched it.
Okay, go for it first.
I liked it. I thought I was like, oh, this is the new one? And it pumps me up. I think one of the scenes that just like, what the fuck? When she's wearing that purple dress.
And she's got the sword in the back.
She has a fucking sword in the back? Yeah. That's fucking
like,
gangster.
Not in her back, but like ready.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, ready to fucking.
I'm going to fuck somebody up.
Like, what the
Loved
fuck?
Loved it
for
that sure.
That is badass.
Now, went to the Wonder Woman 75th anniversary panel at WonderCon earlier this year? That was WonderCon.
Yes.
No, San Diego Comic-Con.
San Diego Comic-Con.
That's where I saw it. I'm sorry. And was there with Manny Went, and one of my homegirls was there with me too. And it was her panel. Gal Gadot was there, and Jim Lee was there, and the director was there as well. The way they spoke about this movie was fucking nuts. I think I recorded it, so we need to check our data bank. Mm-hmm. But that would be a nice issue or fucking episode for our listeners to listen to, because that panel was dope. They were telling us how a lot of things happened on this set, where it's like, they felt like they were being watched because some things happened on this set that they kept looking at each other and they look until they got like chills over each other. And it's like, remember that one time when that happened? And it's like, yeah, and it brought that crew closer together.
Kind of like that Lord of the Rings where they're like 5 years together, like they're,
yeah.
like they're just bonded.
And that's kind of what it
okay.
is. Yeah, you experience shit together and you know it happens. So that was really cool. If we can find that, would be dope. And I think we might have put it up for San Diego Comic Con.
I mean, probably, maybe.
Yeah, if you guys want to listen to that, dude, hit us up and I can find that for you. But it was really good. But, dope. That's all I'm going to talk about. It looks great.
It does.
It looks better than the Superman movies that came out. It looks better than Batman v Superman.
Yeah, it does. Batman, BVS is, yeah.
Yeah. Next one's going to be, fuck it, dude, that's all we got. We're short on time, dude. We got a lot of ongoing titles for Marvel. That's about it. Yeah. All right.
We'll read them.
Dude, look at my folder, dude. That's how much information I have.
Yeah, it's just bulging with just comic juice.
I'm bulging something, dude.
Jesus.
All right, man. Rock and roll. What you got?
Got one. Oh, speaking of Wonder Woman, I read the Wonder Woman. Did not write the number, but I think it's number 9. And we got Wonder Woman is still trying to find her way home. It may just be a hidden from her. Like, they kind of figure, like, you know what? It has that kind of like mirage thing where you can't really fucking find it, because you imagine people just finding it everywhere.
Yeah.
After saving Candy, which is Cheetah, from her past couple issues, she had promised to help her find her way back. So Cheetah said, you help me do this, I'll help you do that. Wonder Woman meets up with her old fling, Steve. I like how they make Steve, you know, Captain America. And he's supposed to be kind of like the Captain America for DC, in my mind. And maybe looking for a rebound after the death of Superman. She wants some Steve Cock. Steve feeling how can he compare. So he's kind of have some doubt issues. Like, how the fuck am I going to compare with Man of Steel?
Yeah.
You know, he probably has a bigger dick than I do.
And
so
he can last for hours, and I can only last for like. Damn it, dude. I wish I could last in bed, dude.
Steven feeling how. That. But Wonder Woman feels she can love more than one person. So she said, you know what? I quoted her. Love can know
no bounds.
No, not be limited. And should be limitless, so I can. I don't know if that means I can.
That's exactly what it means.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She's pretty much admitting, like,
I can fuck anybody I want.
And that means women, too.
Yes, I did read an article that she may have had some bisexual encounters.
Lesbian?
Lesbian? So, I mean, like.
Definitely bisexual.
I think it was Rucka that was talking about it. I don't know which
Greg Rucka, yeah.
And he was saying, you know what? She lives with all these women. Like,
you got
her mom is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Because they even go into the story, and even in this issue, there's a girl that she, you know, with, I don't know if they're kissing or whatever in her ear, you know. So she does have maybe a love interest in this.
But
run.
I, which is a great thing to point out too, because it's true.
Yeah.
In today's society, you fucking love whoever you want. Like, be yourself. You know.
Oh, how do you think? I mean, I don't know if Steve can handle this love, this limitless
True.
Love of juice.
True.
So we'll figure that out later on. Wonder Woman,
Gal Gadot, gorgeous. Go for it. Anyways.
Wonder Woman needs to find the barrier that's the weakest between the world and hers, and she finds herself home with Steve. I kind of didn't like how her getting back with Steve after Superman's death so soon. I think she can do better with a bat. I always wanted the fuck.
Yeah.
I've always wanted Batman to.
Which just, it kind of still just, looks like in the New 52 kind of did happen.
Just give her the fucking Batmobile.
Pretty much, yeah, dude. All right, dude. Well, I'm going to kill this one really quick, dude. It's going to be Teen Titans Rebirth number one. Teen Titans number one came out.
The art is fucking gorgeous.
I'm glad you said that because when we were going to record a week and a half ago.
You keep mentioning that.
The artist bailed.
Wait. He's not on the book anymore?
Nope. So issue number one came out. Now, all the Rebirth number ones came out before the initial titles came out. They dropped that one first, Teen Titans, and he's like, I'm off the title. Thanks for the support, but I don't feel the differences, like they had differences between him and the writer. Anyways, Benjamin Percy is the writer. John Boy Myers is the artist. Jim Charlampidis is the inker. Sorry to break it to you,
but that's bro.
A week and a half ago late. You should have known. It starts with Damien's 13th birthday with Alfred. And we see Alfred comforting him like, I'm sorry your dad's not here, but don't worry. Here's your birthday cake. And it's just Damian Wayne being Damian Wayne. He's like, don't worry. I know my dad wouldn't be here anyways, type of deal. So we see that resentment that Damian does actually have for, you know, his dad, but he knows his dad's Batman. So it's like, that motherfucker still couldn't be here, Alfred. And just really cool to see the interaction between Alfred and Damian. And the way Alfred has always been with Tim Drake, with fucking Dick Grayson, you know, with Jason Todd. Like, he's always the fatherly figure for them. So to see it now with even Damian, it was a beautiful, you know, just to see, dude.
I was surprised, by the way.
Yeah, very cool, dude. So even Alfred makes him a cake. And he's like, I don't, you know, your cake kind of sucks. You know, I don't like this strawberry and vanilla ice cream or cake you made me. He's like, but I appreciate it, thank you. Which people should say. Mm-hmm. And it's really funny because Alfred even says, oh, I'm sorry, next year I'll make sure to make it with blood and sulfur for you. And it's like that joke, like, you gotta treat Damian like a dick because he treats everyone like a dick. 12-year-old fucking kid. So it's really cool now because now it goes into the prior issue where Teen Titans were caught by Damian and now it's a breakout. And we see how it's Damian and Goliath versus the new Teen Titans. And he challenges them all, but on a different level, where he finally leaves with them, dude. Because it's like, all right, this is the reason why I wanted you guys together. Because mm-hmm. someone's after us. And I need us to work as a fucking solid team and a unit. Because there's something about each and every one of you guys. When we work together, we can get shit done. And I got something to show you. He shows them a panel, and it's like, dead. We were all targets. So his new crew he put together, the Teen Titans, have to fend off whatever is after them. That's it.
Well, it was good because, I mean,
Did you know who it is at the end?
Ra's. Yes, Ra's al Ghul. But I liked how they were all trapped, yeah. And they all got out, and he's like, this teamwork. Is what I'm fucking talking yes. about. You guys suck dick by yourselves.
And he's getting his ass kicked a little bit, but yeah. He's holding his own too, yeah.
So as a team, they took down him, and that's what he wants. Yes. So it's a really good issue.
Good, I'm glad you liked it, dude. Go.
Now I'm fucking not going to read it anymore. God damn it. Do you know who the artist's going to be?
I don't think they've announced it yet.
Fuck.
And it's probably going to be held on timeout now because they still need the new artist to work on stuff. So
Ms. Marvel number 12.
Go for it, okay? Man, rock and roll.
This issue we find Ms. Marvel taking a break from her normal life, if you can call being a superhero normal. She left America and headed back to her roots. Where she is greeted by her extended family. She stays in an apartment that's owned by... It's filled with... Her whole fucking bloodline owns this apartment. She is here not wanting to be Ms. Marvel, but just a teenager kid. But trouble is found when someone is blowing up water wells so that they have to buy it from a certain company.
Yeah.
So she sees all this shit going on, and she's like, fuck, I can't take a day off. Sounds like Joe.
Yeah.
So Ms. Marvel...
So it really does, though. It really
Ms.
does.
Ms. Marvel is learning that you really can't run away from problems because yeah. there are problems everywhere. It's not long until she confronts these bandits and takes them out. But by doing so, she destroys one of the water trucks. And another hero steps in, I have never heard of, the Red Dagger. Yeah. And pretty much lays into her, like, you know, hey, she doesn't know what's at stake here with these trucks, and you can't just go in here and destroy shit. You should talk to the local heroes and work with them, because you don't know the whole circumstance. We're dying of water, and you just fucking throw it to the trees and the fucking grass. Before you destroy a truck, Miss Marvel knows that by running the issue, the pieces are not part of a place, but part of her. And she's like, if I'm running, that's not going to solve anything.
Yeah.
I need to solve it with me. And she pretty much heads back to America. It's a good filler.
I'm liking it, dude.
It was a good filler.
Yeah.
I liked it. It was good.
Take the next one. Do you start off with Civil War you wanted to hit, right?
Real quick, I was reading a older book.
Well, take your time on this one first. That way I can kill my last one and we won't
hit Civil War. Which one do you want to do?
Do your filler. Or the one you...
Doctor Strange?
Yes.
Okay.
Talk about it, take your time, and that way I can kill it with Vision and we'll call it chill from there.
So there's a book called... I got on the Ultimate Marvel app, and there's a Triumph versus Torment by... it's Doctor Strange or Doctor Doom. The writer is Roger Steam. And the artist is Mike Magano, the guy from Hellboy.
Mike Mignola.
Mignola, and he draws it. And it's a really good book. I'm halfway through. It's about...
Do you know what year that came out?
It came out... That is a good question, and the app does not tell me. It's an older book. Yeah. The art, you can tell it's an older book.
Especially Mike Mignola is fucking drawing it, dude.
And, so...
I've seen that cover before, dude. I don't think I've ever read it. Go for it.
It's pretty good. So we got... Dr. Doom at his early... They got a little flashback. He talks to this fucking monk guy. And he says, you know what? You're going to tell me where I can get this magic. I need fucking magic. I need power. You know? And he's like, fuck you. I'm not going to do anything. Dr. Doom fucks him up. It's like, you're going to fucking tell me or you're going to fucking...
I love Dr. Doom, dude. So, I love Dr. Doom, dude. So give me more villains in. Yes. I love it, dude.
So that's in the past. This guy wakes up every 100 years and gathers these all these different...
Is that Mephisto?
Mephisto might be in the back. So there's a first part of the story is this old guy that he got the power from sends out this invite to different sorcerers. They all come together, and they it's pretty much you need to do this trial, and whoever wins becomes supreme.
All sorcerers
are supreme. And so in the end, it's Doctor Doom and Doctor Strange. All the other guys got fucking laid out.
Okay.
And I like how in this book, Doctor Strange is thinking, like, man, this motherfucker's badass. Like, the way he fights, like, the way Doctor Doom fights is the way I fight. And it's kind of like he has his magic barriers and he's fucking shooting people.
Still what Doctor Doom does,
and shit.
Yeah.
And same shit, right? And so the twist was they did the trial. Doctor Strange won. He became supreme. But he needs to help the second person in line, whatever they need, which is Doom. And Doom says, I need your help. I need to go find my mother. She died, but she's being held.
He's still looking for her,
for the mom. So that's where I stopped.
It's a trade paperback?
It's a trade. It's an 85-page trade.
How far did you get, would you say?
Halfway. I think I got to the first part, and the second part is them finding it in hell with Mephisto or whatever.
Mephisto in charge of fucking...
So, the arts, you have to get used to it.
It's Mike Mignola. If you guys like Hellboy... If you guys like the movie,
early
that's like,
work,
yes,
though.
Yeah, his get me wrong, his early work was a little rough, but it's still Mike Mignola style. Like you can tell his style. Like if you see it, it's kind of gritty though.
It is. It's a great.
I haven't even looked at your panels, but I know his art. And it's gritty for sure.
See, it's real gritty, real free.
Yeah,
not a lot of detail, but you get the point. And I just liked it. It was a great book. It's still
awesome, dude. I'm gonna need to fucking buy that tray, dude.
Yes.
Go to thecomicsyndicate.com.
Amazon has it.
All right, man. Last one I'm going to hit, dude, is going to be one from last week and one from this week, I guess, is going to be Vision number 12 for this week. I really love. This was a 12-issue arc only completely. It's a Marvel title. Tom King's the writer. Gabriel Hernandez Walta is the artist. Jordi Belair is the inker. I love Jordi Belair inking anything. Mm-hmm. So it's Vision number 12. It really starts off with Virginia. So since this is the last issue, pretty much started number one issue was Vision creating his own Vision family. So he creates his wife, Virginia, based on the brain patterns of Scarlet Witch. He was married to her.
Ouch.
Yes, but like minus the bitch aspect. And he created the kids off of both of their brain patterns, minus bitch, you know, into the kids so we can create...
Great in this book.
No, she's not. That's what's really cool. That's what's really great about this story. So, Vision is a synthesized android, for the most part. A free-thinking fucking... Terminator 2000? Yes. Type it, like, that's the best way to fucking put it.
Not Terminator, but the
He
other
can
one.
Phase through everything. Yeah, yeah, the first one. He can phase through item objects. He can make his mass, his weight, you know, power forward, fucking the Force strong. He wants to live a normal life because everything he's been through with the Avengers has brought him to this point where it's like, cool, I think I can live amongst society. Mm-hmm. I've only saved, you know, the world from fucking collapsing this many times, X amount of times, so I think I deserve that, which he kind of, he does.
He does.
So, early on in this arc, some villain comes out of the blue, some, like, C villain character, he's like...
Fucking D.
Yeah, D character, F character, W character, and he threatens the family, like, we don't like your kind here. So it's really great because this whole arc has been humanizing for how fucked up people are, how people aren't accepting of other people, or if something's different, I hate it, I want to kill it. In looking at it, what, that's what's going on fucking right now in our society, yes, everywhere. Across everywhere, just the world in general. But it's really great how Tom King has just nailed the humanizing of a Vision on how compassionate he is. So yeah, so it goes back to Vision, I'm sorry, his wife Virginia killing this character, this villain, and trying to bury and burn the body.
Literally sweep him under the rug.
And she goes outside and she burns the body. She wants to singe it so nothing's left of him. The neighbor next door happens to see it and he's like, I know what you did. I recorded you. Which, again, today's society. I recorded you telling your wife she's a dumb broad. I call everyone they're a dumb broad. What's wrong with that? Right. But anyways, the whole recording shit, that people, when you see something wrong happening, you probably should record it. So anyways, he threatens Virginia, I want your family to move or else I'm going to release this footage to the next person. She's like, nope, this is my family, I'm not going to move. Pulls out a gun on her. I don't think you heard what I said. So she has the ability to phase out as he shoots Virginia, Vision's wife. She phases out, and we... Sad. So sad. The guy who has the gun, son, comes out like, Dad, what's going on downstairs? And he kills his own son as she phases out. Fucked up story. Gnarly story. It sounds so bad, but it... Just so many fucked up things happen in this issue, this arc. 12 issues only. This is the last one. I want to talk about it because the humanization of a character, of any character... It's beautiful, dude. It's dark. It's twisted. The turns it has. That's the first turn. Vision loses his son, too, because the Avengers see Vision as a threat now. Like, they get a vision from one of their friends, like a premonition. Like, Vision's flipping out about some things. He's going to be the one that fucking kills you after all. Ultron created him, but he's going to be the one that comes after you guys. So watch your step. And that's exactly what happens. They send an Avenger in and to monitor Vision, to get on his good side. And he ends up accidentally, quote-unquote, and that's the sad part, is he accidentally kills Vision's son. So this happened in issue 7 or so. Vision flips out now. He's still trying to talk to the cops, like, where was her wife on this day? Oh, she was here with me. So now Vision is in the situation where he's like, I gotta cover up for my fucking bitch wife that just fucking buried a fucking gun.
He murdered. Fucking kill her family. I mean,
true.
Gotta give her that.
But still, like, killing people just to kill. She could have stopped him.
If someone come into your fucking house with it was like a
sickle.
Yes, a sickle. I mean, he's gonna get killed.
Don't get me wrong. Totally agree. She went at it the wrong way, and she kept sweeping at everything.
Right.
Just like. Again, more than just the physical shit that happened. In a more emotional sense than that, is you keep sweeping shit under the rug, it's going to build up.
Right.
So, looking at it like on a psychological level, that's... Tom King fucking nailed this on every fucking level. Like, how bad do you want to hurt on which fucking stage do you want to hurt at? Because people go through this.
Yeah.
And couples, I don't have a girlfriend, I don't have a fucking wife. This is a fucked up story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so great because it deals with... Let's talk to fucking people. Let's talk to your wife. Let's talk to your brothers. Let's talk to your sisters. Mm-hmm. Let's not hold shit in. Let's not hold a grudge. Like, but he's caught now in the situation where... Do I want to help my fucking wife? Am I going to lie to the fucking cops? And that's what he fucking did.
You do, right?
So he's a fugitive now, kind of. So once his son dies, quote unquote, actually, once his son fucking dies, accidentally, I should say, he gets pissed. He's like, oh, fuck you, Avengers. Knocks on the door straight up. All right, the guy that killed my son, you guys know why I'm here. That's it. The whole Avengers pop up. Thor, Captain America, Will Samuelson, Thor, female Thor, Spider-Man, fucking Ultimate Spider-Man. So everyone comes out. All the youngsters, Nova. I really don't want to do this, guys. This happened a few issues ago. I really don't want to do this. But if you guys... There's only two ways this is going to go down. I'm going to fuck you up. Or step aside so I can get to fucking homeboy that killed my fucking son. You know we can't let you go, Sam Wilson.
Well, Captain did the same thing.
Yeah, both caps. Yeah. He fucks him, the whole fucking Avengers team up. Finally gets to the cell where the guy, his quote-unquote brother, killed his son. Another Ultron creation. So he's there. He's like, you know I'm here? He's like, yeah, I'm fucking sorry. He's in his jail cell, too. In the Avengers mansion or Avengers fucking town, whatever. And he's like, good, because I'm going to really enjoy fucking killing. And right behind the jail cell, Virginia fucking pops up. And she fucking kills fucking the dude that fucking killed it. So catch 22. And that's what makes this story so fucking gnarly and so beautiful. This one ends with Virginia now, like, I'm sorry for lying to you. While you were sleeping the whole time, I snapped, kind of got into your synapse of your brain, and I erased a few memories from your memory bank. I kind of lied to you on a few things, but it's her finally being truthful. But at what cost by this point? So it's really fucked up now because she's taking, and Vision's house has nothing but like vegetables, plants from all over, different realms from Thor's world, from just his friends that gave him like gifts, like, here you go, dude. But this plant she happens to eat can fucking kill her. He's like, she's like, I just want you to be here with me. What'd you eat? I eat the plant. You're not supposed to fucking eat that. Just phase out so it'll just fucking pass right through you. No, like, I did a lot of bad things.
Wow.
But I really want you to be here with me, husband. And he's like, and he's just being Vision, and she puts his head on his shoulder. And that's when the whole story fucking wraps up and how far it's gotten. And she's like, I don't want you to take the blame because you did good. You are not the villain in the story. Like, I killed. And I'm making you look bad, so I'm going to kill myself over this. Which is beautiful, but again, fucked up.
Yeah, King so, dude. That's so pretty, that's sad. Pretty cool.
So again, how humanizing people can be. We all have these fucking stories, and it's beautiful. So this is book of the fucking week, for sure.
I did like how you say, because it makes relationships. And she was always, in the very beginning of it, she was always compared second to Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch,
and that's Wanda. Like in a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank you, my ex girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Well, you keep talking about it.
I can never compare to
exactly. So King really, like you just said, just repeat, just really nailed this fucking. I'm gonna wait to it all in 12.
Trade paperback, yeah.
I'm gonna read all of it.
I think I'm missing two issues from this 12 issue arc. This was the last one. This is the last time you're gonna hear me talk about this fucking title. And Tom King's working specifically now on Batman for DC. So
they only paid the money.
DC fucking liked him so much on this work alone that they pulled him later, like, no, we need this guy. And he's a cool cat. We've interviewed him before.
Great guy.
Yeah, way down to earth, dude. So, book of the week, that's all I got, dude. Fuck it. All right, we will... What? Huh? You got anything, Dad?
We're running out of time here.
Actually, we're way out of time, dude.
So, it's fine. We'll go. All
right, guys, we haven't been here in a week and a half, and we miss it, and... It's not that we're lagging on anything. This is our passion project. This is our baby. But fuck me.
Life just gets in the way.
Fuck, man.
Can't read comics all day.
Work gets in the way.
Games. Crying fucking little girls. Yeah. God.
Trying to get articles together. Fucking.
Putting on the fucking.
Trying not
anyways, we're not
trying not to be a hermit anymore and seeing more people now gets in the way. But trying to feel more like a human fucking feels good, man.
It does.
Yeah, it feels a lot. Nice to get out every now and then. So, all right, man. That's all I got, dude. Again, Vision number 12. Love the fuck out of Book of the Week. We will catch you guys next week. You guys can find my boy, Adam.
Remember the Beaner on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me on Instagram at comic_syndicate and SimpleMan80, I think, on Instagram. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher. Share the podcast. Hopefully, you guys like this episode. We're trying to get back on track, so we're trying to fill in as much as we can. Just like always, we talk about everything. We're not your typical comic podcast. We'll catch you guys next week.
So.